Room 3. Read and write. The recording and communication of ideas and information are the oldest and most important applications for paper to date. This is usually done in the form of text. It is therefore necessary that both the author and the recipient of the information can read and write. 200 years ago, only a small section of the population was able to read and write. The great backlit reproduction of the painting by Wilhelm Hübner, dated 1863, shows a typical situation. If the need arose, those who couldn't read and write used the services of a professional scribe. Of course, even in those days, there were people who, thanks to their status and occupation, were literate. Examples are shown in the reproduction of paintings hanging over the writing desk. The subjects portrayed present their reading and writing competence as a sign of their elevated social status. After 1800, the state concentrated all its efforts on the task of making as many people as possible able to read and write. Thus, obligatory schooling was introduced. Furthermore, in many occupations, it was simply essential to be able to write. Gradually, the efforts were successful. By about 1900, like today, a good 95% of all adults could write. In Third World countries, on the other hand, there are still many people who need the help of a professional scribe. Until 1850, writing was almost an art. Trimming a goose quill, dipping it into ink in time, writing on the paper without blotting, and finally drying it with sand. The development of writing utensils and paper have advanced significantly since then. These days, one can write on any type of paper without problems, using any ballpoint or fibre-tipped pen, and one can even write with a computer, using the spoken command, when the computer is trained to recognise the voice. When you wish to hear more about literacy, please select number 104. For further information about writing utensils, select number 105.